Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. It's your girl Kayla, and we are continuing Girl Talk Series, episode 2. So I'm excited to be finishing off the little cliffhanger that I left you guys on my last episode. Basically, what I wanted to say in conclusion of that thought is to pursue Jesus, pursue a daily relationship with him in order to find the fulfillment that you're looking for in a guy. I think so many times we look for that the butterflies or the instant gratification that a guy can offer, but we often are blinded by that and we ignore the red flags or the mistakes that are going to come up and hinder us in the future. And so I wanted to encourage you to stay the path. In this world, it is all about instant happiness, you know, just fulfilling yourself in the moment. And it's not about sacrifice or, you know, waiting. A lot of times people think being single is, you know, it's like looked down upon. It's like, oh, you're single. Like, for how long? How long have you been single? What have you, you know, like, do you just stay home on Friday nights or blah, blah, blah? So I wanted to talk to you guys about being single and how to live. I don't want to say how to, but I just want to give you guys some tips about being single and my experience with it, and basically to encourage you guys, because I'm on this path with you. I'm not here saying that I have a godly relationship and it's going perfect and blah, 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 blah. No, I am in this with you. We're in the trenches together, but in the best possible way. So I wanted to talk about some common things that us single people face. A lot of times it's around Christmas or Thanksgiving, our cousins or best friends are finally bringing home their significant other for the first time. And then you're there by yourself or just with your family. And then one of your aunts or uncles asks, like, so, like, is anybody, you know, are you interested in anyone? Has anybody tried to pursue you? And you're kind of just like, what do I say? Like, I don't want to seem like I'm pathetic and saying, I'm just single. But no, girl, you don't have to feel pathetic. You don't have to feel unworthy for being single. This is a set season for your life that is going to help you to grow, that is going to help you to be the woman that God wants to prepare. He wants this to be a preparation season for what is to come. Now, not all of us are going to get married. Some people have the gift of singleness, like Paul, but the majority of us are going to get married, and we are going to be in a relationship with a man that God has designed for us. But in this season of waiting, of singleness, we have to be intentional. You guys, our life doesn't start when a man walks into our life. We need to be secure in our identity in Christ. Because if we're not, any man would try to come in our lives, we would look for that fulfillment in him and be swayed by the words that he says about to us and about us, instead of knowing what the word says about who we are. And that should be our foundation, not what a guy tells you. Ladies, I want to tell you this. This is something that the Lord has put on my heart. I've been writing poetry lately and editing. That's one of my hobbies. And I found this line of my poetry that I completely forgot about. And it says, I'm not impressed by words, but intentions. You guys, when a man pursues you, there's always an intention behind it. Now, he could be spitting a big game saying, man, like, you're so beautiful, like, you make me feel so different. Where was I without you? But let's pause and think about, okay, what does he want? Him saying that, what is the motivation behind it? So many times we get involved in the, oh, he said this to me. Oh, that. He makes me feel so special. I have butterflies. But God wants us to be wise about this, that it says in the word that we're clothed with strength and dignity. You guys, strength and dignity isn't something that, you know, is, I don't want to, like, how do I say this? Like, a woman of virtue that is full of strength and dignity isn't easily swayed by empty words. When a guy is talking to you, you need to make sure that the intentions are clear, that there's motivation behind the words, the right motivation. And you're probably like, yeah, Kayla, I get it, but how do I know if their intentions are pure and this or that? Okay, let's move on. So how to determine if someone is pure in what they say is really looking at the fruit of their lives. Are they, you know, are they serving in ministry? Could you see that they, could you see that they have a heart after Jesus to serve, to be an ambassador for Christ? Is what they post on social media, is it in a way that honors their character? You know, or do they promote themselves as somebody that is of the world? And I don't want to say that in a way that is like, you have to be perfect, because nobody is perfect. But when you look at their social media accounts and the things that they're retweeting or liking, you know, is there life, when you see them in person, does it line up with who they are online, basically, their character? And seeing how they interact with others, their friends, the sphere of influence that they surround themselves in. And, you know, you can tell a lot about a person by their fruit. Do they honor God with the words that they say, with the way that they talk to their parents, or, you know, the way that their work ethics? Those are things that you have to pay attention to, because in this day and age, it's all about, oh, well, he's cute or whatever. And we get so caught up in that, like, he went to college, he knows what he wants, this career. Like, yes, like, those are important things. But who are they? Who are they down to the core? What are their pursuits? What is something that God is beckoning on their heart? What is something that they want to do that honors God? Or have they talked to you about prayer? Have they talked to you about the word? Have they asked you what you need prayer for? Have they asked you what is your dreams? What is your aspirations? You know, those are the kind of conversations I want to have with my man. I don't know about you, but I want somebody that pursues God, and when he's running his race, he looks beside him and there's me, and we're running at the same speed together. I don't want someone that's a lap behind that I'm gonna wait for. No, I want to run my race after Jesus, and when I least expect it, the man that God has for me is gonna pursue me. Ladies, we do not do the pursuing. That's another thing I want to talk about. This is a real girl talk. I'm getting passionate about this because when it comes to being single and being a woman of God, I have come to find out throughout my years of being a young adult and being a teenager and being single for a long time that I have to be secure in who I am. Because when the world questions me, when, you know, when my friends question me, or my family, or, you know, maybe someone I don't even know that well, I want to make sure that I have an answer that is founded in the word, and that I'm confident in who I am. Confident in who I am, that I know I don't have to pursue a man to get attention. If you are pursuing him, if you're constantly initiating, if you are constantly texting him or asking about him, and he's not doing the same for you, he's not reciprocating, he's not being a man. You're doing that part. God hasn't designed us to pursue men. And my ladies, I need you to learn this now. You know, I will never forget, I was in, I think I was in junior high or high school. I think I was in high school. And I went to youth group, and Pastor Rebecca Perez was talking about purity. And we had a separate session. So it was the ladies with her and the guys with Pastor Max. And she was talking about, you know, the roles of of a man and a woman, and she was like, ladies, I told the guys in a previous session that if a girl is after them, they need to run. Think about that, you guys. That's, we're not supposed to take their role. We're not supposed to be that. We're supposed to be so hidden in God's splendor shadow that a man is going to be attracted to that. A man is going to see how much you love Jesus, how much you love others. If God has placed a special passion on your heart, whether it's poetry, music, whether it's serving in children's ministry or being an usher or being a small group leader, or just simply being a prayer warrior, and when people are at altar call, going behind them and praying for them, a man that sees you doing that is going to want to pursue you because he sees the fruit. He sees your heart for Jesus. And when you're with a man that loves God, you guys are united by your love for him. Your foundation is in Jesus. So what more could you want? Why would you settle for somebody that can't even pray for you, that can't even talk about the one thing that you need to breathe? I know for me, Jesus is everything to me. And if I'm going to be with someone, I got to know that their heart for Jesus is so real and so authentic, because that's the most important thing to me. I don't want to try to convince somebody that Jesus is all that they need. I need them to already know that so we can be on the same path together. Sorry, I just got really passionate about that, you guys, but that's something that I know my close group of friends, they remind me of that. And there's moments when I feel like, God, you know, okay, like, I know that you want me to have this mentality. I know you want me to have these standards, but, you know, a lot of the guys in this day and age are not like that. And God's just like, Caleb, but I want you to take heart and know that I can do more than what you could ever ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. Guys, the plans that God has for you are irrevocable. Romans 11:29, that means that they are unchanging. If God has something for you, he's not going to change his mind about it. He's not wishy-washy. Stay the path. Do not entertain guys that wouldn't be able to even pray for you, that wouldn't even be able to have the same passion as you to get up, to get in your word, to pray, to even just take time to go to God about decisions. Before you, let's just say there's a transition in your life or his life and he's unsure of what to do. Have a man that prays, that stops and pauses and goes to God before he makes a decision, that fears Jesus, that has a respect for him. Ladies, if he doesn't love God more than you, he ain't it. I'm just being real. And lastly, let's be secure in our singleness. This isn't a punishment. Singleness is not a bad thing. Let's look at it as a time as that we get to be totally in love with Jesus, that we don't have to think about another person's feelings and our feelings, that it's just us and God. Because when we get married, it's going to be our emotions, their emotions, and trying to balance that and spend time with Jesus. But right now, it's just us and God, and it's forming friendships with others. It's going after our passions without having to accommodate another's. And it's God, when God brings you together, it will be the perfect timing. But right now, just take it as, Lord, I'm going after you, and that's all I want. So I hope this encourages you. This is Girl Talk episode 2, and I hope you can feel a little flavor, a little passion of what I'm saying, because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. Ladies, let's end off in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this lovely individual that's listening to this right now. I pray that her fulfillment would be in you, that she would read more about what it means to be a Proverbs 31 woman, that she wouldn't look for fulfillment. She wouldn't look for confirmation about who she is from a man, but that she would be so in love with her Heavenly Father that that's where she finds her fulfillment. That's where she finds all that she needs to be and become is in you, Jesus. And so I pray for her. I pray for her focus to be strong. I pray, God, that even through this time, this hard time with the coronavirus and everything happening, that she would be anchored to your love and that she wouldn't be afraid. I pray for this individual listening right now, God, and her family and her friends, that you would protect them and keep them healthy in Jesus' name. All right, my girl, I love you. Stay tuned for Girl Talk series, episode number 3. I'm sorry, I'm getting lost in my words. It'll be coming soon. So yeah, stay tuned. Bye.